This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Are you about to miss out on the biggest real estate deals of the year over the next 90 days? There's a trend happening that could make or break your investment strategy. And if you're not ready, your competition will be. This happens every year in real estate. I mean, it's a goldmine for investors who know how to capitalize on it. Today, I'm going to reveal what this trend is, how to leverage it to maximize your profits, and give you three proven real estate investment strategies that will set you up for success in 2025. Let's start by looking at what's about to happen in the real estate market and how you can grab deals that others are gonna miss. Picture this, a tub of marble of all different colors and sizes as a year's worth of motivated sellers desperate to sell their houses as quickly and easily as they can throughout the year. I mean, this is huge. It's filled, it's overflowing with properties of all types. There are tons of marbles and investors that are represented by this large bowl, and they're all waiting for the marbles to fall. They're all competing with each other to grab as many marbles as they can. But as the holidays roll around, something changes. The number of marbles in the tub shrinks, becoming much smaller. And most of the marbles, they disappear. Most real estate investors, they assume this. And therefore, they check out for the end of the year, shrinking the investor bowl too. But here's the interesting part. The marbles that are left are only the big ones, the high-value deals from motivated sellers who really need to sell. Now, these big marbles are trying to fit into the small bowl of investors, making these big marbles easier to grab for those who stay in the game during the holiday season. While everyone else checks out for the year, the investors who keep reaching into this smaller bowl, they've got a shot at getting the best, most valuable deals of the year. Now, there are two key areas to focus on to make the most of this trend. The first area is instant result marketing. Yes, I'll give you three killer investing ideas to attract motivated sellers. I'll give you that in a moment. But the second area is what I call year-end hustle mode. It works like this. At the end of the year, the most motivated sellers stay in the market because they have urgent needs for cash. They're often dealing with personal, financial, or property distress, situations like foreclosure, job loss, divorce, or costly repairs that they can't afford to make. Basically, they've got bigger fish to fry than take time off to celebrate the holidays. Now, these circumstances, they create a window of opportunity for investors to step in and negotiate the best deals. Look at the chart on the screen right now. Notice how new real estate listings, they plummet at the end of the year. That's really a steep fall off. This pattern, it happens every year like clockwork. And if you play it right, you can scoop up deals others won't even see. Now, before I give you the three killer investing ideas to tap into this trend, let's dive into why this year-end hustle mode is so powerful. Check out this chart. It shows that during November and December, sales activity also declines, but nowhere near the rate of new listings. The urgency to sell, it increases dramatically, creating a buying frenzy for smart investors. But by late January, this rush, it starts to slow down and realigns with supply as people settle back into their routines. That means your window to grab these deals, it's right now. The first way to take advantage of this, it's simple. Elevate instant result marketing during the peak period. Focus on these two things. One, do more active outbound marketing like cold calling and door knocking pre-foreclosures in these 3 months. Number two, increase your digital marketing budget. With investors checking out, your clicks, they're likely to be cheaper. And this is crucial because the most motivated sellers will be online searching for ways to sell their property fast. You want to be there when they search. Now, you don't have to kill yourself or bet the farm, but if the market is hot, it makes sense to ramp up your efforts, right? And here's the best part. December and January are prime months for targeting motivated sellers, but it actually starts earlier in November. And the trick is to target your marketing specifically to the type of seller that's most active at the year end. Distressed homeowners, landlords ready to cash out, and property owners looking to close before tax season hits. So what if you don't have the money to take down these deals or buyers to flip them to? Well, let me show you the three investing ideas that will help you dominate this trend. And I've laid them out in a mind map to help you attract leads, to find the money, and to build your real estate portfolio. All you need to do is pick an idea that fits your own financial goals, whether that be mountains of cash or streams of cash flow. I suggest you plan to start playing in November, increase intensity in December, and then finish strong in January. This method will save you hours of overthinking and give you the best shot at making the most of the year-end rush. Now, here's the real kicker. You don't need to waste time getting ready to get ready. What's most important is that you just turn on the marketing hustle during this period and just answer the phone when it rings. It's that simple. Even if you blow it here and there, the lessons you'll learn and the money you will make will be more valuable than trying to get every duck perfectly in a row that never gets to see the light of day. All right? Well, I'm off to lock down some more deals. Are you coming or not? I'll see you next time. Take care. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.